Fold Holdings sells 633.8 BTC to repay 20 million dollars in Bitcoin-backed debt. Fold Holdings sold 633.8 BTC to repay $20 million in Bitcoin-backed debt and now holds 192.2 BTC, according to a report from Cointelegraph on June 11, 2026. The sale clears the loan but cuts the company's Bitcoin position to roughly a fifth of what it held before. The two figures imply a treasury of about 826 BTC prior to the sale. At a Bitcoin price of 60,883 as of June 11, 2026, the 633.8 BTC sold was worth close to 39.8 million, and the remaining 192.2 BTC is worth about $12.1 million. Fold raised more than enough from the sale to cover the $20 million it owed. A treasury cut to a fifth of its size, Fold built its public identity around accumulating Bitcoin on its balance sheet. So selling most of that stack is a notable change of posture rather than routine cash management. The company chose to retire debt instead of holding the coins through the current drawdown. The decision reads as a defensive one. Bitcoin-backed loans are typically over-collateralized, which means a falling Bitcoin price forces a borrower to either post more collateral or reduce the loan. Clearing the $20 million obligation outright removes that pressure, but it does so by converting Bitcoin the company previously wanted to keep. Debt repayment chosen over accumulation. For a firm whose treasury thesis was to hold and grow a Bitcoin position, paying down debt with BTC is the opposite of the accumulation story. It trades a long Bitcoin position for a cleaner balance sheet. That trade has a cost if Bitcoin recovers. The 633.8 BTC is gone at roughly $62,183 levels, so any rebound from here benefits the lender's repaid principal and not Fold's shareholders. The upside is simpler. The company no longer carries a loan that could have demanded more collateral or forced a worse sale later if the price fell further. The timing matters. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 16 in extreme fear territory on June 11, 2026, with Bitcoin up 2.8% on the day to 62,883 after a rough stretch. Selling into a weak, fearful market is rarely a company's first choice, which is part of why the move stands out. Pressure is building across Bitcoin treasury firms. Fold is not alone in feeling balance sheet strain. Analysts have flagged thin cash runways at larger Bitcoin holders, and the broader crypto lending market has contracted sharply from its peak. Companies that loaded up on Bitcoin during stronger markets are now managing those positions through a downturn, and debt is the first thing that gets addressed when prices fall. The pattern is consistent. Leverage that looked cheap in a rising market becomes the binding constraint when the market turns. A repaid loan today is one fewer forced seller tomorrow, which is part of why deleveraging stories tend to cluster near local lows. Card users carry the same custodial question. Fold runs a Bitcoin Rewards debit card, paying users Bitcoin cashback on everyday spending. That makes its balance sheet health relevant to people who actually use the card, not just its investors. A card program backed by a company under financial stress is a reminder that custodial reward cards carry counterparty risk. When you earn rewards into a balance held by the issuer, the safety of those rewards depends on the issuer staying solvent. The collapses of past custodial platforms showed how quickly user balances can be frozen when a company runs into trouble. There is no indication that Fold's card or customer funds are affected by this debt repayment, and clearing a loan is a step toward stability rather than away from it. The broader lesson holds regardless. Rewards parked with a third party are only as safe as that third party's balance sheet. That is also the case for spending from your own wallet instead of a custodial balance. Self-custody cards remove the issuer insolvency question because the funds never sit on the company's books. The trade-off is usually fewer rewards and more responsibility on the user, which is the choice every cardholder weighs.